Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your host and life coach, Sean Chakowski. And today we have a very special guest that is joining us for our Real People segment of Coaching Conversations. And today we have Mary Shores. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's so great to be here. Nice to meet you.
Awesome. So just a little bit, I'll give a little bit of background, and then obviously, Mary, please, anything you'd like to share, please go ahead and share. But Mary is spent over a decade teaching individuals and businesses and inspiring others. With her, I guess I want to go a little deeper. I think you talk a little bit about neuroscience and a blending of science and spirituality, which I think is with our listeners is perfect. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. I can even give you like a great example of how that works. So Conscious Communications teaches ambitious people how to live their dreams by harnessing the power of their words to change their mind, their choices, and their life. And I can teach people this because I truly believe, and it is completely backed by science, that you can change your reality with just your words. And so
beautiful.
I have always felt like science and spirituality are talking about the same thing, and they're just using two different languages. My simplest example of that is like talking about vision boards, because for whatever reason, people have been bringing up vision boards with me a lot lately and asking like, well, why does it work? And so the thing is, like, we all know about vision boards and, say, law of attraction, but there's also a scientific reason, because when you look at something, your eyes are a direct contact to your optical nerve, which is the quickest connection to your subconscious. And so it will scan things in a nanosecond. So when you create a vision board and you put things that are representative of your goals, what's happening is every time you walk by that vision board in your house, so like don't hide it under your bed, but put it where you can see it, because you are reinforcing the neural network and strengthening the muscles in your brain to help you get to those things every time you even just walk by it.
Beautiful. So tell us, I know you just shared a little bit. Obviously, you are the author of your book, Conscious Communications, and in there, what is your intention with the book? And I know you just shared a little bit of, I think people can get an essence of where you come from.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you exactly what I told the publisher when they offered me the book deal. You know, they read my proposal, and it was Hay House, and Hay House loved it. And I said, I want to write a book that talks about how and why we create our realities without ever using the words law of attraction. Because I felt like as an executive myself, and I've been an executive for a CEO of a financial industry business for over 20 years, and the majority of my friends are also executive with women, and they're very serious. You know, they don't really get into the spirituality stuff the way that I do. As a matter of fact, they had a term for it. They called it "Shit Mary Says." So the book was
love it.
The book was born with this idea that I wanted to reach these people where maybe they could understand these concepts if they did not come across as woo-woo, airy-fairy. Nothing against woo-woo, because I love that. But I felt like for the book, I really wanted to teach people this is how you shape your life to create the goals. And, you know, like, how do you connect yourself with what you want instead of continuing to flow in the chaos of things that seem to consume us?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Can I did read some background with you, and can you tell us a little bit about your personal experience that maybe came through in your work? In the book?
Absolutely. You know, early on, I really wanted to write a book for a very long time. And I had this mantra. It would seem like I would go around and I would say this to anybody who would listen, which was, I want to write a book, but I'm not a writer. And the thing is that words are a mirror to your subconscious. And it's such a beautiful thing because the words, I want to write a book, it's like you're seeing into my soul. And it is written on my soul like a purpose in this life that I am meant to teach these things. There's a big problem when your words are out of alignment with your purpose. So the words, I'm not a writer, are also a mirror to my subconscious programming, and it's revealing to me that somewhere, somehow, deep down inside, I didn't really believe I could do it. So maybe somewhere along the lines, I picked up a barrier belief that I had to have a PhD in English, or I had to have connections in the publishing industry, and I had none. The important thing is that to get myself out of that, I really needed to take action in the direction that I wanted to go, because that's how you break through your barriers. And I started going to writers' workshops, and when I did, I wrote my first short story, which was about my daughter who passed away in 1993, about my son, who's now 17, on the autism spectrum, and about what it's like trying to raise a child without a traditional rule book, and just all the loneliness that you go through when you are the parent of a special needs child. And then on top of that, it was also about my roller coaster life as an entrepreneur.
Beautiful. So I saw in your newsletter that you do weekly affirmations. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, or the, you know, what's meaningful to you and what you think listeners can gain from weekly affirmations?
So I share a weekly affirmation in our newsletter, but I'm a big fan of daily affirmations. And the reason why is because watching Louise Hay's documentary, You Can Heal Your Life, a few years back is really what started to, you know, where I understood what words were doing for us. And words actually program your subconscious. And so the reason affirmations are so important, and especially to get very repetitive with them, is because it's carving out new neural pathways every time you use them. So that's why they say it doesn't really matter if you believe them, but there is some research coming out now that shows, like, if they make you feel like you're lying to yourself, then write new affirmations. Like, you need to write affirmations that make you feel good and happy. So what I did was I was kind of resistant to speaking affirmations, like, say, in the mirror. But I got into a daily practice of writing one page of affirmations every day, and I did it for 1 year straight. It was in 2016, was the entire year that I was writing the book, and I really just became a queen at writing affirmations. And in the book, I give, I think I call it 3 steps to creating rocking affirmations. So I actually go through and teach you, like, how to write releasing statements. For example, a big one for me was, I release my fear of abandonment. I am surrounded by unconditional love and support. So it was, like, super important for me to get out what I needed to get rid of. Like, I release this. And then say, what is it that I need? I need unconditional love and support, and to state that. And once I did, I started to notice all the unconditional love and support that had been around me all along.
How beautiful, how powerful our words are. I know with some of our listeners, just the reflection of that, if I can extend off that, is that we do listen to ourselves also, the power of words, where you said sometimes our words, we can be unkind to ourselves, or, you know, that negative talk, where with the affirmations also generating that energy in, but, you know, we are hearing, you know, when we say these affirmations, we are hearing ourselves. So very powerful. Excellent. So tell us a little bit more what to expect in your book for our listeners out there, Conscious Communications. If they were to purchase this book and read it, what can they expect from the book?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that it's very exciting because the book actually hit number one in Amazon in self-esteem, number two in communication, and number three in happiness. So it actually hit that on Friday the 13th. It was such an exciting day. So what's inside the book is going to be a step-by-step guide and process of how you're going to begin to rewire your brain. And I know a lot of people promise that, but I think they tell you how to do it without giving you, like, the step-by-step. So there's a coaching exercise at the end of every chapter, and some chapters even have them throughout. I also have a free guidebook that is a 36-page companion with all of the exercises already mapped out so that you can follow along with them. We have as well an exclusive Facebook group called Fearless Ambition that people can join and get support, like, while they're doing their exercises. So it's really about, and I was actually just getting interviewed yesterday, and the woman that was interviewing me has been reading the book for quite a while, and she was talking about how it was making her head itch, and she looked it up on Google. I haven't looked this up yet to verify it, but she said that because when you do the exercises in this book and it starts to create the new neural networks, that it actually increases the blood supply to certain areas of your brain, and it causes like a tingle or an itchy sensation. So I guess having an itchy head means you're creating new neural pathways.
Beautiful, beautiful. And how can you share with us how we can find you and find your book?
Well, the book is available anywhere books are sold. I think that if you're a Barnes & Noble person, I would check their website because it's in about half the stores across the country. So it's a very good chance that the store is stocked with the books. And if you're an Amazon person, of course, it's available on Amazon. It's actually the ebook version is on sale right now for $1.99, and that's through Hay House, through Barnes & Noble, or through Amazon. So that sale, I believe, is going to last until November 6th, as far as what I've been told. And, so we'd love for you to check out the book or even just read the description, see if it resonates with you.
Great. And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners or leave them with? Any insights?
I like to use this quote, and it is that your greatest manifestations happen outside of your comfort zone. So just know and believe that you can thrive and rebound from any tragic circumstances. And if you're building your empire, you're building your career, whatever it is, just be bold and step out of that comfort zone.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being here and with our listeners today. And everyone out there, you can find Mary's bio and information at wnylifecoaching.com. Thank you so much, Mary, for being with us today.
Thank you. I really enjoyed myself.
Have a good day. Powers from within, everyone. Thank you.